country. And sometimes I live in the town. Sometimes I take a good ocean. I'm going to jump into the river and drown. Yeah. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld a federal ban on gun possession for anyone covered by a domestic violence court order. Caroline Love with member station KERA reports the case centered on a North Texas man who tried to challenge that restriction.
Zaki Rahimi's case reached the high court after prosecutors appealed a ruling that threw out his conviction for possessing guns while subject to a restraining order. Rahimi had assaulted his girlfriend in a parking lot, threatened to shoot her, and fired a gun at a witness. Rahimi's attorneys argue that the gun ban for domestic abusers violated Rahimi's constitutional rights, but justices upheld the ban in an 8-1 vote. Catherine Jacob is the president and CEO of Safe Haven, a family violence center in North Texas.
A gun in Rahimi's hands is different than a gun in my hands. I was not named the subject of a protective order. I'm not a known abuser.
Most Texas domestic violence victims killed in 2022 were shot. I'm Caroline Love in Dallas.
An Arkansas grocery store was the site of a major shooting a few hours ago. Police say two people were killed. Eight others were wounded in Fordyce, about 70 miles south of Little Rock. The suspected gunman was shot by police and is said to be critically wounded. The Food and Drug Administration's authorizing sales of the first menthol-flavored e-cigarettes in the country. The FDA says evidence shows they can help adult smokers switch to less harmful products, but the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids argues the FDA's decision undermines its battle to block tobacco companies from illegally marketing to minors. There's a trend in states where abortion is legal. More and more primary care doctors are offering abortion as a routine part of care. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports abortion restrictions in more than half the country have fueled the movement.
Several days of some...
For decades, patients seeking abortion have gone to standalone clinics like Planned Parenthood. But now, in states where abortion is legal, more family doctors are offering their patients abortion. Family doctor Ben Smith in Fort Collins, Colorado, says even if his clinic only does 1 to 2 abortions per month, it's still worthwhile.
Every abortion that we do in primary care becomes a space for a more nationally facing organization that can accommodate someone who is traveling from Texas, from Florida.
A recent paper in the journal Contraception found that since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, there's been a surge in applications from primary care providers wanting training in abortion care. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
For the first time, content creators will be credentialed alongside other members of the media to cover the Democratic National Convention. In an attempt to broaden its public reach across platforms, a committee organizing the four-day event in Chicago in August says social media influencers can now apply for access to key spaces that were traditionally restricted to members of the press. It's NPR News. Tensions are running high along Israel's northern border, where the Israeli army exchanging fire with a Lebanese militia group Hezbollah. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports some fear that Hezbollah is becoming increasingly skilled at finding weaknesses in Israel's air defenses.
For over a decade, Israel has relied on an air defense system called Iron Dome. It's a network of radars, computers, and interceptor missiles that its manufacturer says has a more than 90% success rate. But in recent weeks, Hezbollah has stepped up attacks that appear to evade Iron Dome. The Iran-backed militant group has been using anti-tank missiles, which fly low to the ground, and drones, which don't show up easily on radar. Zvika Haimovich is a former general in the Israeli Air Force.
To be honest, I think that Hezbollah recognized our gaps.
In a speech earlier this week, Hezbollah's leader warned that if a wider war was fought, then no part of Israel would be safe from attack. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
The cybersecurity firm Kaspersky says it is not a security threat. The Russian-based company is pushing back against the Commerce Department's announcement yesterday that it was banning Kaspersky software. The U.S. government alleges that Kaspersky poses an undue or unacceptable risk to national security because of its connections to Moscow. The head of Kaspersky says the decision will not affect product sales in the United States. U.S. stocks have ended the day mixed. The Dow closed up 15 points to settle at 39,150. The S&P was down 8 points and the Nasdaq closed down 32 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Live, local, and fiercely independent. This is KSKO, McGrath, KMGS, Anvik, KLOP, Holy Cross, KNKO, Shagluk, KGYA, Grayling, KNIB, Nikolai, KSKC, Crooked Creek, and KSKP, Sleep Mute. Link up to our Facebook page and stream us online at KSKOPublicRadio.com. Proudly serving the Western Interior for more than four decades. Also heard on KRFF, Fairbanks, KNNA, Nenana, KRLL, Circle, KTKF, Toke, and KEAALP Eagle.
Hall Walker, the mouth of McGrath on KSKO.
Stay with me, my love. Such a perfect day to spend along with you. I will follow you, will you follow me? All the days and nights that we know will be, I will stay with you, will you stay with me? Just one single tear. Drifting by me so slowly.
You follow me, Genesis, on KSKO 1210 this Friday afternoon, and a pretty good looking Friday, wouldn't you, Candace?
Yes, it's a beautiful Friday.
We are going to take a look at wildfire updated information. We have a little bit of new information to share. And we'll have Name That Tune coming up in a little while. 65 in McGrath. They're saying cloudy today. Showers, thunderstorms, gusty winds, small hail, frequent lightning, and heavy rainfall possible. But they said that yesterday, and today looks good, but we know the weather can change here, so we'll see what happens. Highs in the mid-70s for the Upper Kuskokwim today. Anvik. No reporting current observation. Much of the same type of weather for the lower Yukon, but cloudy and lower 70s. Sleet mute, fair and 65. Some rain showers today and a slight chance of thunderstorms for the lower Cusco. Highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. Fair skies and 66 in Fort Yukon. Sunny, mid-70s today. No reporting current observation in Eagle. Scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, and partly sunny skies for 40-mile country today. Highs in the upper 70s. 73 at at Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks. Partly to mostly sunny today. Some isolated thunderstorms possible later on across the Fairbanks Metro. Highs in the upper 70s. And in Anchorage at Merrill Field, fair and 58. Highs in the mid-60s to mid-70s for Anchorage today. Once again, 65 in McGrath. It could get mostly cloudy later on, and there may be a little bit of storming later on as well, with showers, thunderstorms, small hail, frequent lightning, heavy rainfall, and gusty winds across the upper Kuskokwim. We'll see. Highs in the mid-70s today. All right, let's get a look at some updated wildfire information and recap everything. The Aniak River Fire, south of Aniak, about 25 miles or so, is 1,876 acres. The Owhat River Fire, northeast of Aniak, about 16, 17, 18 miles, is at 700 acres. About 10 or so miles of south of Crooked Creek is the Oswalic River Fire. It hasn't been updated in 2 days, so I suspect it's bigger than an acre at this point, but no way to prove that. The Portage Fire is listed at 1,500 acres right now. That is... let's see here. Let's zoom in. That is just south of the Kuskokwim, a couple miles east of Crooked Creek. Then just east of that fire is the Downey Creek Fire. It hasn't been updated since the 18th, and they say it's 50 acres. The 8 Mile Creek Fire, about 15 miles southeast of Georgetown, is listed at about 2,500 acres. Northeast of Georgetown, about 15-20 miles, is the South Fork George River Fire at 92 and a half, they say it's estimated to be 300 to 800 acres. South of Stony River is the Muskeg Creek Fire at 247 and a half acres. North of that, the Swift River Fire at an acre. And as we get a little closer to KSKO headquarters, east of Shagluck, the big Yetna River Fire at 3,500 acres. Northwest of Iditarod is the Zimmerman Creek Fire at 197 acres. Right near Flat is the Flat Creek Fire at 36 acres. northwest, about 16, 17 miles north-northwest of McGrath, is the Ivy Creek Fire at 80 acres. The Lower Meadow Creek Fire, it's updated again this morning. We mentioned it at 7 o'clock, but it has grown a little bit. 2,586 and a half acres. And that is what's going on in the KSKO listening area. You also have the Little Underhill Underhill Fire east-northeast of Lyme Village at 20 acres southeast of Lyme Village. It's the Mochatna River Fire at 61 acres. Now, as we head closer to the Fairbanks and Fort Yukon region, the fire, the Hermit Fire east of Beaver in the KZPA listening area is listed as controlled at 68 acres. Southwest of that, the Newdoor Fire at 26 acres. Just east of that one, the Crazy Fire at 20 acres. The Ikhinjik Fire southeast of Central is listed at 10 acres, but that's been a couple of days. And then as you go further east of Circle, still in the KZPA listening area, the Van Hatten Fire at 40 acres and the Snowy Fire at 227 acres southeast of Circle. You've got quite a few fires in the Fairbanks area, but most of them look to be very small, and some of them have even been called out already. But on the road between Denali Park going up through Nenana, you have a couple, and there's a couple between North Pole and Fort Greeley as well. You can check the wildfire status whenever you want at smoke.alaska.edu. It's smoke.alaska.edu. It's an interactive map. It'll tell you where everything is, how big it is, and what is going on. Check it out at smoke.alaska.edu. All right, name that tune. Coming up after this song from the Bare Naked Ladies, Looking Up.
Some people want to take a high dive into a drink. Some people want to watch the world swirl into the sink. Why would you argue? Is the glass half full? It's a mess. I drank the first half.
attitude on KSKO.
That it is, 1-800-605-KSKO or 524-3001. Here's how Name That Tune works. We're going to play the very beginning part of a song, the instrumental before the singing, and you have to identify the song title and artist. We're looking for the fifth caller with the correct answer. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. The one that I'm playing under my voice right now. Fifth caller with the correct answer. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO gets a prize. And you don't even have to live in McGrath. Wherever you are, we'll mail it to you. Could be station swag. Could be something we got donated to us. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. Can you identify this? Yet 524-3001 1-800-605-KSKO. I know we have the folks at the DNR warehouse and the DNR kitchen listening in right now, and I know we have people there who know their music. 524-3001 1-800-605-KSKO. The Peanut Gallery answering the phone has squozen the pig. So that means we have one correct answer to someone who was able to correctly identify this song title and artist. Have two correct answers so far. Two correct answers. We're looking for the fifth caller with the correct answer. 524-3001 1-800-605-KSKO. We got some smart people out there because we started getting the right answers. 524-3001 1-800-605-KSKO. We're looking for someone who can tell us this song title and artist. We have a winner. We have a winner. We have a wiener. We have a wiener. Congratulations to one of our biggest fans, Bob Stewart in Fairbanks, listening on 89.1 KRFF. Congratulations to Bob. And no more calls, please. Bob was able to identify this as Tom Petty and American Girl.
suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain. WC handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him, they just hovered around his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. Catfish on the table, they've got gospel in the air. Reverend Green, be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. But boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. Every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, 10 feet off a beam, walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis. I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? My blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain.
Walking in Memphis, it's Mark Cohn on KSKO. I do have to admit an error or left something out, but not on purpose, obviously. There are two larger fires, south of Fairbanks, but they are large fires, and I just omitted them by accident for my update at noon. And the two large fires, the one of them is the McDonald fire at 39,706.2 acres. And when I don't know exactly how far south of Fairbanks that is. I don't have a legend to really work with as to how far it is. But I can tell you it's south of Salcha, west of the river, not too far from Harding Birch Lakes. But again, that's the McDonald Fire, 39,706 acres. The Stewart Creek Fire was declared out several weeks ago. There was a 2,000-acre fire declared out 2 weeks ago in the Fairbanks area, right in Fairbanks. There's a Creamer's Field Fire at 32 acres in Fairbanks. The other big fire is the Popovich Creek Coal Seam Fire at 3,953.9 acres. And that is, let me zoom in a little bit here. That's a couple miles northeast of Healy. So my apologies for leaving that out. All right, we are going to take a look at weather now. It's brought to you by Donlin Gold, whose motto is everyone going home safe and healthy every day. 65 degrees in McGrath right now. And you know what? Despite calling for partly sunny this morning and cloudy this afternoon, I'd say this day looks pretty good. It's almost mostly sunny. Definitely better than the fair skies the Weather Service system says it is, but that's my opinion. They're saying the forecast calls for cloudy skies later today, partly sunny skies tomorrow, and both days scattered showers through the day, isolated thunderstorms possible in the afternoon and evening with some gusty winds, small hail, frequent lightning, and heavy rainfall. That's today and tomorrow. Highs in the mid-70s, lows in the mid-50s tonight. Little warmer tomorrow, upper 70s to lower 80s. Lows tomorrow night, mid to upper 50s. Partly sunny and warm again on Sunday. Highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Partly sunny and 80 on Monday. In Anvik, no reporting current observation for the lower Yukon and Anoka Valleys. Clouds scattered to isolated showers and thunderstorms. There could be, basically, they're going to have the same weather today that's in the forecast. The forecast is calling for the same weather for the lower Yukon that the upper Kuskokwim is going to see. Little cooler for the lower Yukon, lower 70s today, lows tonight in the lower to mid 50s. Cloud scattered showers tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening possible. Highs in the lower 70s, lows in the lower 50s. Partly to mostly sunny, highs in the 70s on Sunday, mid 70s and sunshine on Monday. Sleet mute, fair and 65. Showers today, possibly a thunderstorm for the lower Cusco. Highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. Lows in the lower to mid-50s. Clouds, scattered rain showers. Highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s tomorrow. Lows in the 50s tomorrow night. Partly sunny and in the 70s on Sunday. 70s again on Monday with cloudy skies. In Fort Yukon, fair and 66 right now. Sunny today, tomorrow, Sunday, partly sunny Monday, highs in the mid to upper 70s, lows in the lower to mid 50s at night across the Yukon Flats through Monday. In Eagle, no reporting current observation for the lower, for 40 mile country, my bad. Scattered showers this afternoon and evening, possibly a thunderstorm, partly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. Sunny tomorrow, Sunday, cloudy. Mostly sunny on Monday. Highs in the upper 70s over the weekend. Could be lower 80s maybe, Sunday and Monday in Eagle. Lows at night in the mid-40s. Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks, 73 right now. Partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms possible. Highs in the upper 70s, lows in the mid-50s tonight. Sunny over the weekend, upper 70s tomorrow. Lower 80s on Sunday, 80 on Monday for the Fairbanks Metro. 58 at Merrill Field in Anchorage. Mostly sunny today. Highs in the mid-60s to mid-70s. Lows in the upper 40s to mid-50s tonight with some late isolated rain showers. Partly to mostly sunny over the weekend. Chance for some rain showers Saturday afternoon. A slight chance otherwise. Highs in the 70s tomorrow. Upper 60s to mid-70s Sunday. Cloudy mid-60s to mid-70s on Monday in Anchorage. Once again, in McGrath, 65. Could see some clouds, some showers, some thunderstorms later today. And those thunderstorms could bring some winds, hail, lightning, and rainfall. Highs in the mid-70s today. Lows near the mid-50s tonight. Sunset at 12:32 tonight. Sunrise tomorrow at 4:16. Coming up, let's see what we got here. We are going to do Starbuck in a couple of minutes, and then Sarah McClellan Welch is here to talk about the summer reading program in McGrath. Right now, here's James Taylor, How Sweet It Is.
How sweet it is to be loved. Understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's just like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly. Just like honey to the bee, babe.
Yeah, now. How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
KSKO would like to say thank you to Northern Petroleum for becoming a KSKO business member. You can reach Northern Petroleum in McGrath at 907-524-3019.
was right. Moonlight feels right. We'll lay back and observe the constellations and watch the moon smiling bright. I'll play the radio on southern stations, 'cause southern bells are hell at night. You say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold ring. The eastern moon looks ready for a wet kiss to make the tide rise again.
Was liking that song, Moonlight Feels Right. Starbuck on KSKO. Sarah, Miss McClellan Welch, how are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm just great. That song really took me in the Wayback Machine. Warm summer nights.
I'm in a little bit better of a mood because the forecast for most of us yesterday was better than they had predicted for most of us.
Mm-hmm.
And today, right now at least, it's better than they predicted. So I'm kind of, you know, willing it into the world that, let's keep the, you know.
Yeah. It's great bike riding right now.
Great ATV riding weather. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the library. And some people probably forget or don't even realize you're involved with the school library.
Well, I am the library aide at the McGrath School Library, a job I absolutely love.
Because your happy place is books.
My happy place is books. But the kids are so much fun. The students are so much fun. And I got a chance to spend some time every day of the week with them last year. I'm really missing them this summer. And so this summer, Barb Deerdorf and I at the community library have put together some summer reading events. So we want to keep the kids reading through the summer, and we're having activities on Sunday afternoons at the community library. So it's every Sunday through the end of July, and we are there from 2 until 4. And we plan activities. We have a snack for the kids at 2, and then we have some activities. We read together. We read to them. We tour the library. They get a chance to check out books from the community library. It's a nice, cool place to be. If the weather turns bad, if we get some rain, or, you know, if it's really blazing hot, the community library is a great place to be. And they have so many interesting books. They have a fantastic Alaska collection.
Mm-hmm.
They have of all reading levels. So fiction, nonfiction, adult, children's. They have a really nice children's room with hands-on activities to keep the little ones kind of occupied. Lots of board books, so those beginning readers mm-hmm. can have a chance to get their hands on a book, and they learn to turn pages and handle a book without tearing it up. And so those board books are such an important first step for kids, and the community library has a bunch of those.
When I was younger, this was right around when the internet became a thing. I was at the library like every day, and I still read. I just, you know, do Wikipedia on the computer, on the phone, and stuff like that. So the library has always been in some fashion, or reading or learning in some fashion. It's all been part of my life for 40 years.
Oh gosh, mine too. When I was a kid and when was first able, because I grew up in a town, in a city with lots of traffic, when I was first able to head out on my own on my bike, I would go to our neighborhood library, and I remember reading the Encyclopedia Brown mysteries. That was my world.
I know Encyclopedia Brown. I remember them, but I don't remember any details. It's been 30 years,
yeah,
you know.
I just remember they really hooked me into reading. And then later in high school, I remember a camping trip, floating on a tube out in the middle of Cumberland Lake mm-hmm. in Kentucky, reading Treasure Island. And man, that took me on an adventure. That was a memorable adventure.
When I was younger, like young, I was a big fan of Curious George.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's up here in the studio. Yeah. But one thing that we want to talk about is the summer slide. And I don't like what the summer slide is, but I like the visual that the library has. There's a little like poster on the counter in the library, the community library. It talks about the summer slide. And why is reading during the summer so important, Sarah?
Well, reading during the summer is keeping our students, keeping their minds active, and thinking and reading and putting words together and thinking of sentence structures just by reading for entertainment. But it keeps their brain active and at that level where they were at the end of the school year. And so the slide is, and these many research projects have been done to show this, that kids can lose as much as 2 months of the knowledge and skills that they had at the end of the school year, you know, back when they left school in May. It can set them back a couple of months when they come back in August for school. So just by reading for entertainment, just read anything. You know, when I was a kid, we read the back of cereal boxes, right? So just read anything. The studies show reading 6 books will keep kids on track with what they've learned during the school year. But I just want to encourage parents and families and kids to read together. Read 20 minutes a night. Read 15 minutes. It's a nice thing to do if it's hot. Find a shady spot, cool spot. Read a little bit. Let your mind go on an adventure. Have fun like I did when I was a kid, learning about mysteries with Encyclopedia Brown, or going to Treasure Island and looking for treasure and pirates and all those fun things that you can do in books. You can go anywhere in the universe with a book and just find the right one. And if reading isn't fun, you just haven't found the right book. So
you haven't found the, like, I talked about, like I said, I've been a big user of the library when I was younger. I do a lot of reading, but my reading involves nuggets of information. Like, I'll mm-hmm. read Wikipedia, mm-hmm. and, like, I could be sitting at the computer tonight, and I'll look up Wikipedia for some one particular thing I saw on TV. I go to Wikipedia to read about it, and 2 hours later, I'm still reading Wikipedia. But you know how Wikipedia has, like, what I call the click-throughs?
Yeah.
I will be halfway around the world on a different subject than where I started,
right?
Because I just got sucked in by the information.
Well, you get sucked in, but your brain is, you know, your brain is firing. Your brain is active, and you're thinking, and you're making connections. You know, you're relating it to something that's important to you. And, you know, we talk about the summer slide. That's sort of the documented term. I kind of think about what happens to our brains if we kind of lay off books for a while. It's sort of like a rusty file cabinet. And, you know, we got file cabinets around, and you think about those old ones. If the drawers don't get used very often, when you open them, they kind of stick, and they, you know, you got to open them. So You've got information in that file cabinet. We've got information in our brains, but we just don't access that information in the same way if we're not reading. So that's why I encourage people to read. And the summer reading program, the summer reading events that we've set up at the community library this summer are just to have some fun and keep our students interested in reading. And we hope to see people there on Sunday from 2 to 4. I'll tell you a little bit about what we have going on, and then I'll remind people of
Absolutely.
The community library hours as well. But so we are, what, 2 weekends away from 4th of July? So what we'd like to do is have a float in the parade. So we'd like to have the kids that come out to help decorate a float. And then I also have some books from the school library on about the 4th of July. And so we're going to have the students read a little bit, maybe a little paragraph or a chapter or just a few words. And I'll record that and get that to you, Paul, and hopefully we can have a little 4th of July radio readers program.
Absolutely.
So that's our goal for the next 2 Sundays. And then, of course, we can be flexible. There's lots of books in the library, and Barb and I can be flexible. But we do have some fun art activities and crafts mm-hmm. and snacks and stuff lined up for Sundays. So we hope to see, and it's really for any age.
This is LKA Radio,
the exciting
World Music
news
and News,
is that Head Start
107.6
has,
FM and online.
Partnered up with us. So we'll have the Head Start gals, Rosalie, Mickey, and Cheyenne, and the Head Start students. Either the current ones or the incoming ones or the outgoing ones, we'll have Head Start at the summer reading events as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to remind folks that you can stop by the community library and see Barb anytime, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 until 1. She's there during that mid part of the day, the hot part of the day, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then on Sundays from 1 to 4. So summer reading starts at 2, goes from 2 to 4, but she'll be there at 1, so you can stop in there, and, you know, you can stop in any time. Stop in and see what the kids are up to. We'll probably be outside doing some activities the next 2 weeks.
I got to say, before we let you go here, Sarah, we have some fantastic kids in this community. They're smart, they love reading, they get excited about it, and I'm sure you've seen that. You know, with working with the library and reading on the radio, it's pretty nice, isn't it?
Yes, it is nice. And it's really interesting because we have all kinds of readers. We have some kids that love to check those books out of the library, and they, on their free time, they come to the school library and read. We have other kids that actually bring their own books. They're already reading a book, and so when they have free time and library time, they bring their own book, which their families have gotten for them. They bring from home, and they read. That's fabulous. We have some kids that are super into graphic novels. We talked about that last time. Those are the comic book style. Don't want to offend anybody with that word, but graphic novels grew out of comic strips and comic books. And now there are books and whole series of books with that type of artwork and that type of dialogue. So, yeah, we have all kinds of readers. We have some that like to read the big, thick romance. We have some that like to read the mysteries and some that like to read adventures. You know, there's all kinds of ways to get into reading, and we just hope that our young people will do that, keep their brains active so that when they get back to school, they don't have that hump of having to get their brains fired back up to open that rusty file cabinet drawer and access all their knowledge that they gained over the previous school year.
All right, Sarah, thank you for coming in this afternoon. We're going to be talking to her or Barb every Friday at 12:45 to see what the library's got coming up for the weekend. Thank you, Sarah.
All right, take care.
Huey Lewis of the News coming up, and then statewide news. Here's Bobby Bloom. This is kind of a summery-ish song, Montego Bay.